Hello, dear listener, and thank you for getting naked with Nate for another week or for the first time. I'm your host, Nate Maingard, and I'm coming at you from a very beautiful little caravan, or I think a trailer, as you call them in America, if you're in America. But I'm staying with my father up in the Eastern Cape in South Africa. And I'm staying in this beautiful little blue and red caravan. Actually, if you see one of my recent videos, my new song, Letting You Know, you can find it on my YouTube channel. It's me standing in front of that very same caravan. So yeah, I'm having an interesting experience of balancing my sort of work life, creating, writing the music for my ukulele challenge, which I'm doing right now, is writing one song a week for 14 weeks on ukulele and releasing it as a video every Monday on YouTube, and then doing two podcast recordings a week, releasing one episode officially on my podcast a week. And so it's a lot of stuff jumping around and balancing and keeping that balanced with hanging out with my dad and being out here. And yeah, it's amazing. How do people do it? I would love to hear some insights from other people. Funnily enough, actually in my timeline, although when you hear this, it'll be a few weeks, it'll already probably be it'll definitely have been recorded and it'll probably be soon coming out to the world, is I'm chatting with a friend of mine, Ainsley, who is a mindfulness coach for creatives, and I'm chatting with her on the podcast. So that'll be coming out in the next few weeks. She is getting naked with Nate and helping us all to get a little more naked with ourselves and kind of share from a good place, because as creatives, we got to take care of ourselves. Otherwise, how can we bring what the world needs into the world? Anyway, today's episode is about my song Kept It Hid, which is about the lover who punched me in the face. And it's about my journey of being from a player to someone who was celibate and then re-entering sexuality and sensuality, trying to find a healthy, sustainable way to interact with women as a sexual being and as a human, you know, from a healthy place rather than a place of hurt and harm and escapism. And so this song is a little bit about one part of that story, one little part of that story. I hope that you enjoy today's episode. If you do, please leave a review. Thank you so much to every one of you who is sending me messages and tweets and any comments and even everything, the reviews, all of it. It means, like, I hope you can hear how much it means in my voice, because it's fantastic. It just means so much. And to know that this little weird offering of mine, getting naked with Nate, me bearing my naked heart with you and the world, is landing and having impact in your life and helping you in some way, that it means everything to me. So thank you so much for that. If you do want to leave reviews, you can just go to nakedwithnate.com/review. If you'd like to support this podcast, there are no ads on this podcast. I don't really want to put ads on this podcast unless I find some companies I really believe in. But at this point, it's completely community supported. I don't make any direct income from it. And the way that I make my income is from my community, which supports me on Patreon. So if you would like to become a part of that community and get access to some exclusive downloads and cool rewards, but mainly know that you can help me to bring more of this into the world and to bring it to more people, you can go to nakedwithnate.com/tribe. And just visit nakedwithnate.com, and all the stuff you need is there anyway, all the show notes and the raw live stream recordings and all the wonderful things. So that's it. I don't want to talk anymore. Without further ado, let's have a listen to Kept It Hid, and then we'll get into the main body of this, which was recorded live to a Facebook audience. So thank you to you if you were one of those people. And yes, I will see you on the other side.
Yourself wisely from all the pride that lived in me, and all I wish for, lady, is to say that I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the pain I caused you, sorry for the harm I did. My own hurt, I hurt everyone. Yes, I was hurting too, though I kept it hid. I was hurting too, though I kept it hid.
Do not hide yourself again. Just 'cause I made those mistakes, you taught me how to love again, finding solace in the love that we made. I'm sorry for the pain I caused you. Sorry for the harm I did. In my own hurt, I hurt everyone. Yes, I was hurting too, though I kept it hid. I was hurting too, though I kept it hid.
Well, there you have it. That is the only recording that I have of that song, Kept It Hid. I mean, there's no album version of that yet. I'm not sure if there ever will be. And so, as I said, it was quite an extreme title for today's podcast episode, and I felt a bit weird about that at one point. I was like, is that too intense? But it really is the story of how I was punched in the face by a woman, and how that happened, and what came out of it is kind of more important than that one moment. But it was one of the biggest lessons I've had in my life around sometimes the mistakes that we make are the things that we think we understand but are really far outside of understanding at that point. And so I'm not going to name any names or anything. It's not about that, but it really is. I went through this period. So in my youth, I was very much into, I thought that by being a player, like with hooking up with lots of women, I would feel better about myself as a human. And I don't know if you picked this up already, but that doesn't really work that way. and it wasn't really true to who I was or who I am as an individual. And so what I found over time, I went through this huge process of sort of self-empowerment with my sexuality and with the way I wanted to connect with women and connect with people. And so I was celibate for quite some time. I was fully celibate. I didn't kiss or really have any sexual relations with anyone for 6 months, which was when I was about 20, how old was I? 25, I think. 25 or 26 or 27, around that time. I can't remember exactly. And I mean, I could work it out, but I'm not going to. And so that was me like reclaiming my sexuality and saying, I want to interact and relate with the world in a different way. And I came out of that period. I moved back to South Africa and I met this woman and we kind of just started this casual hookup thing. And so my limit for that, I don't know how to say this in like a kind of safe or tame way, but I basically didn't have intercourse for over three years. But after that first 6 month period of complete celibacy, I started like re-entering sexuality again from the perspective of like, I'm just going to explore what feels comfortable to me. And I'm going to be really honest about that with whoever I meet. And so this woman was the first person I met. And I was like, okay, so this is my line. I'm not going to have sex with you. I'm not gonna have intercourse, but we can do everything else. We can play, we can make love, but it has to be casual. I'm not really up for anything deeper at this point. And she was in the same position of having come out of a relationship and not wanting something more. And as these things unfold, as they do, emotions got involved and we were together for quite a few months in the end. And what happened was that I really wanted to fall in love with this woman. I really did. I thought she was so wonderful. She was super intelligent and sweet and kind and funny. And like, really, I just enjoyed being around her so much and I wanted to fall in love with her. And so I was like convincing myself that that was happening, but it actually wasn't. And there was a point where I realized that and I said it to her in a way, and this is the point where it all kind of fell apart. And I think what eventually led to the writing of this song, I kept it hid. What I eventually said to her was, I thought I was falling in love with you, but I've realized that I'm not. And I think we should stop seeing one another. And this was after we'd kind of like separated at one point because she said she was in love with me, but then we got back together because she was like, oh no, let's just keep it casual. And so there was this like definitely some confusion around what was actually happening. But when I said that sentence of like, I thought I was falling in love with you, but I've realized that I'm not, and I want this to end. She kind of just got up and walked out, and that was it. She never wanted to speak to me ever again. And she had this idea that I had just used her and discarded her, which from my side was so far from the truth. She was the first person I had let into my close sexual space in 6 months after this kind of big revolution for myself, this big internal sexual growth and revolution. And so it was so special to me. It's just that I wasn't in love with her and it came to a point where I realized I didn't want to continue. But the way that I shared it with her
was such that it kind of broke her heart, and it did it in such a way that she never wanted to interact with me again. And so this is where that was my mistake. But then what came after was my like compounding the mistake by really wanting to make it right. I really wanted to fix it, which is a tendency of mine. I'm the rescuer. I can make it better. If you just listen to me, I can fix this whole thing. And she wanted none of it. And there were a few times where I'd see her around in our local community and I would try to talk to her and she would just shut me down so hard, like really swearing at me and just like very clearly not available for anything that I was bringing to her, just very clearly. And I can admit looking back that there was a part of me that wanted to be perceived as the nice guy. I wanted people to look at me and think, oh, well, Nate or Nathan is the nice guy because he's trying to make it right. And he's the cool guy. And he's the good. So I was feeding that energy. And that's some of the place it was coming from. And it was inauthentic in some ways. I should have just been like, oh, my gosh, that sucked. I messed up, but I can't fix it now clearly. And just walk away, accept that and continue on my journey without trying so hard to make it right. And so that reached the point where it reached this head of where there was a party that some friends were throwing and I knew she was going to be there. And I was in the area and I was like, well, I'll just go anyway. And if it's a problem, then I'll leave. And I went and I was there and I saw her arrive and I saw her see me and she flipped out and I could see her talking to her friends and she was going to leave. And so I walked up and she was turned away from me and I walked up and I said, hey, if it's going to be a problem, I'll leave. And she just turned around and punched me in the face, like just straight up. And she'd also done some martial arts training, so she could throw a punch. And it was amazing. I was like, that really fucking hurt. And it was a super intense experience. And then I was trying to be like, what's going on? Why won't you just talk to me? And no, 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 no. But the whole realization at that point, that was the final where I was like, she is in total shutdown, self-defense mode. She doesn't want to have anything to do with me. And I can't change that. I can't fix it. I can't make it better. I can't do anything to alter the state of mind that she is in based on how I chose to communicate with her at that time, whenever it was. But that wasn't the end of it for me. Like I said, okay, well, I'm not going to communicate with her and I left it. But I dreamed about her regularly, at least a few times a month for several years after that, trying to resolve this thing in my head and make peace with this terrible pain I had caused this person, which is eventually how the song Kept It Hid came out. I was living back in London and I had been dreaming again about her, and not from a perspective of wishing that I had was still with her or that things had been different, but from the perspective of just like sadness and a feeling of like how could I let her know that I'm sorry and that it wasn't what she thought. It wasn't that I was discarding her, that I didn't care for her. Those things were so far from the truth. The reality was that I deeply cared for her and I just wanted to shift our relationship into a friendship rather than a sexual interaction. And so there was this whole, but that's where the song came out of, sorry for the pain I caused you. Okay. So the lyrics of the song is literally me talking about that party that I mentioned where I knew you would be there, but in my pride, I didn't care. So that's me saying that was my pride, thinking, oh, I can fix it all. I can make it better. I can resolve the situation. That's the place I was coming from. That was my pride. I thought with a smile I could make it right. My busted lip is a testament to that night. Again, that's, you know, I thought I'd be like, oh, it'll all be fine. Let's just be friends. And she punched me in the face. And that was her right. She was defending herself. In her mind, I was overstepping all her boundaries. And I knew that I was overstepping her boundaries, but I wanted to make it right. And so, yeah, that was a powerful lesson for me. Like, you can't force someone to listen to you. Even sometimes it's super hard. So it says, you defended yourself wisely from all the pride that lived in me. And all I wish for, lady, is to say that I'm sorry. And I think that's really like the core for me of the song, is that piece of like acknowledging that I had made a mistake. And then really just all I wished with my heart. And that was what my dreams were a lot, was me just trying to tell her, I'm sorry. It wasn't what you thought it was. And I'm sorry that I communicated in a way that made you think that, because it was actually so beautiful. And the second verse, so then the chorus, I'm sorry for the pain I caused you, sorry for the harm I did. In my own hurt, I hurt everyone. I was hurting too, though I kept it hid. Saying that in my own challenges that I was going through made me a little self-obsessed and a little blind to how sensitive it would be for her. And that in my insensitivity, I probably or definitely caused emotional pain to many people in my life, and I probably still do. And the next verse, or the final verse, is, do not hide yourself again. Do not hide yourself again just because I made those mistakes. You taught me how to love again, finding solace in the love that we made. And it really was that for me. It was this experience of coming back into sexuality and into interaction with a woman and doing it from an empowered place. And I felt I enjoyed so much being with her. It was such a wonderful experience. And it made me so sad that the end of that experience caused her so much pain when that experience had brought me so much growth and joy, and that to end it, it would be so painful for her. And I felt very sad about that. I still feel very, very sad about that. And again, there's nothing I can do. I don't even know where she is in the world right now. And I couldn't get a hold of her if I I do want to, but I wouldn't, because it would be pain. I think it would be not a good thing anyway. But so that's the story of Kept It Hid. And I think what would be beneficial now is to listen to it again, and maybe it will give you a different insight into the song, and you can hear some different things. And then we're going to have the Q&A straight afterwards. So if you're watching this live, then please do get your questions ready. You can just comment with them and I will be able to see them and post them up on the screen for everyone to read. So yes. And if you're listening to this as a replay or on, at least in a podcast form, then you can always go to the Facebook page, and actually you can go to nakedwithnate.com to watch all the live stream replays if you want to see the unedited raw versions, which is at your own risk. So yeah, here we go. This is Kept It Hid for the second time, and then we'll have our Q&A. Surprise, it's me again, the non-live Nate. There were no questions in this one, which I thought was amazing. I was sure that people would be interested in knowing some of the weird things that occurred around this time and everything that happened, but no one had any questions. Maybe I answered them all. Who knows? If you have any questions, you are so invited to ask them. You can tweet at me. You can find me on all the interwebs, just Nate Maingard, NateMaingard. Anything at Nate Maingard on any of the channels. You can also visit nakedwithnate.com and leave a comment on the show notes or send me a message privately, however you'd like to be in touch. If you have questions, if you have answers, if you have techniques, if you have thoughts, whatever it is, I'm very excited to hear. I don't have anything else to say. I've got a bunch of really exciting episodes lined up. I'm having way too much fun making these, and I think I'm probably recording too many now. So, but that's maybe a good thing. So I've got a bunch lined up coming at ya. So yeah, I look forward to meeting you wherever it is that you hang out. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much. I want to know you. So please send me a message. Leave me a comment. Tell me something about yourself. Share with me what you feel, what you think. I appreciate you. If you're listening to this, then I appreciate you. I thank you for being here and for getting naked with Nate. I'll see you next week.
try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild, untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. So leave me be, I'm tempted. Every rule I've bended, I shake the weight and break the hate with everything that I am made of. Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild, untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. I'm looking for a friend to get me out of my head. This chamber of reflections is just paved with all my good intentions. Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild, untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. So if you are less stressed, let us put this to the test. For who is love when loving not those who have not loving God? La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild, untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper